Morning, Mesechtas Vachem. We are in the ninth paragraph up to Mishnah Hay. The previous Mishnah was discussing certain offerings for various reasons that were incorrectly brought on the Mizbeach, but nonetheless we allow the offering to be consumed. However, now the next Mishnah tells us, Im ol yerdu, that if the following list somehow made it to the Mizbeach, we do not allow them to be consumed there. And as we'll see, the common denominator between all of them has to do with the fact that they do not belong to the Mizbeach, rather they're consumed by people in general, or more specifically by the Kohanim. And here's the list. Besar kodshei kodoshim. If you have the meat of a sin offering or an asham, a guilt offering that's there, then it has to be removed from the Mizbeach. Also, baser kadoshim kalim. If you have the meat, which is the lower sanctity of kedusha, for example, that of a shlamim, of a peace offering, which was supposed to be eaten by people, that also has to be removed. And then the Mishnah then discusses other examples. Umoser ha'omer, the leftover of the omer. What's the omer? So we know that on the 16th day in the month of Nisan, there was an offering that was brought, which was made out of barley. And the barley was brought similar to a mincha offering, which we've discussed previously with this kmitza, but it's scooping up the flour with three middle fingers. And that's put on the mizbeach. The rest is given to the kohen. So in the event that you have the leftover of this omer somehow on the mizbeach, it has to be removed. Because it's supposed to be eaten. Shtei halachem sotu, when it comes to the two breads, which are on the holiday of Shavuos, that also is not to be destroyed on the Mizbeach. Belechem haponim, as well as the showbreads, which were housed on every Shabbos, replaced on the Shulchan HaZahav, on the golden table, which was in the Kodesh, that also, if somehow was on the Mizbeach, has to be removed. That was the lechem. The lechem hapanim, the shiari menachos vakatoras, and also when it comes to the leftover of the flour offering, which again is to be consumed not on the mizbeach but rather by a person, and the katoras, that even though this incense offering is in fact put on the mizbeach, but it's put on the it's only fit to be put on the mizbeach hazahav, on the golden mizbeach, and if it was put on the one in which was to be used for the sacrificing of animals, then it has to be removed.